Lift up your right hand, begin to say something to Jesus. Lift up your right hand, say something to Jesus. La dora seba la koda maria kadi shala kata le prasapa lo tele manusha tele kobra diagapa le velo shana mane zele kobra diagadi le para sebe le presoria kata le tilaba salon de bregadiatas mentoria dabasha le kobara baba shadaba de zadaba. La Prado Shadabaria Kappa Setebedo Shanamanes Ekobara Daba Le Paradis Celebregados Shadabade Caprado Shadabaraya Elamano Shadabakoradit Le Praziva La Koradaba Ashadabade Katalaba Mantola Dabra Zelebeko Shadalabadia Zalaba Katalia Gadaba Celebredo Shadabara Dabayado Zemenu Valia Kappa. Just close your eyes with me. Bible says that for we know not what to pray for, how to pray, but the Holy Spirit helps us in that He helps us with groanings which cannot be uttered. There is a dimension in your communion with God where you are lost for words, where you don't know what to say anymore, where even the tongues does not ascend to the dimensions you want to walk in. And in those dimensions, all you say is, Aya, Aya, Aya,
Aya, Aya,
Aya,
Aya,
Aya, Aya, Aya, to share with you in the next few minutes a message I've titled the mystery or the wisdom of discretion. The wisdom of discretion. Write it down. The wisdom of discretion. The wisdom of discretion. The wisdom of discretion. I am using the definition of discretion as it relates to the quality of behavior of knowing how not to reveal confidential information, or basically knowing how to keep your mouth shut as far as your life is concerned. I want you to understand that in the realm of the spirit, whatever you say can and will be used against you in the court of destiny. Are you with me now? People say all kinds of things when they are happy. People say all kinds of things when they are angry. People say all kinds of things when they are sad. But I believe, God, that by the end of this sermon this morning, we will come to know the wisdom of knowing how to keep your mouth shut. Hallelujah. And many of us, even before what the Lord wants to do comes to fruition, we have already started announcing it to everybody. We have already, out of the exuberance, out of excitement, we've started telling everybody. Oh, do you know, they've even told me this. Oh, they said, I should even bring my CV. Sir, presenting a CV is not a breakthrough. Hallelujah. Being asked to bring a CV is not a breakthrough. And so people have advertised breakthroughs too early and have invited attacks to a breakthrough which is still at its infant stage. Psalm 141 verse 3. Let's start from there. Psalm 141 verse 3. Psalm 141, verse 3. Can we read it together, please? Ready, go. This is the psalmist speaking, and it says, set a guard over my mouth, O Lord, and keep watch over the door of my lips. It is important to know that not everything must be said because it is in your brain, or because it is in your heart, or because it is in your mouth. Hallelujah. The amen is suffering this morning. Oh, the four people who said amen, you are blessed. I know already that I'm not going to get a lot of amens because of the kind of message I'm about to preach, but it's still truth that must be preached. One of the things you need to understand is that silence can never be misquoted. When a man is silent in a situation, nobody can misquote you. Is that true? It may be misrepresented, but it can never be misquoted. There are times you say something and it is picked and presented in a different context, in a different scenario, and they create a certain impression about you based on what you said. It may or may not be true, but because you said it, a door has been opened or a situation has been occasioned for you to be misquoted. But when you are silent, nobody can misquote you.
Ecclesiastes 3:7 says there is a time to speak and there is a time to be silent. You can't go about and be talking all the time. You can't go about and ask for you. There is always something you have to say, something you must say. Chatterbox. You need to know, you need to have the wisdom to know, when do I speak? When do I keep quiet? There is a season for speaking. There is a season for knowing that I must keep quiet in this season. The Bible says concerning Joseph, Genesis 37:5. Put it up. Genesis 37:5. It says, Joseph had a dream, and when he told it to his brothers, they hated him the more. Is that in your Bible too? They hated him the more. Okay, go to verse 4 before we come to verse 5. Verse 3. I want to show you something. Now Israel loved Joseph more than any of his other sons because he had borne to him in his old age and he made a richly ornament and robe for him. Next one. When his brothers saw that their father loved him more than any of them, they hated him and could not speak a kind word to him. So already scripture is saying that Joseph was hated by his brethren. Then here he comes. After he has had a dream, he comes to speak the dream, opens up the dream to the people who have hated him. And the Bible says, after he told them the dreams, they hated him the more. Could it be that he didn't know that they didn't like him? Could it be he didn't know they hated him? And because of the ignorance of how they truly felt about him, he felt that these are my own brothers and I should tell them the dream that I've had. And because of that, the level of hatred they had for him grew from where it was. Now it had gone to a different level because he has spoken to them. Could it be there are people you are talking to about dreams and visions and about things you want in life that they hate you but you don't see it now? And all you are doing is increasing the hatred they have for you by sharing the dream that you have for your life. Can I go there this morning? Because if he knew that they didn't like him, there would have been no point going to the people who don't like you to share your dreams with them. Is that true? He didn't know. The thing about hatred is that it's not written on anybody's forehead. So except they do something physically to demonstrate that they don't like you, you may be walking with somebody by your side and misconstrue their presence with love. And so open up. There are some of you, you pick Uber. By the time the Uber arrives at your location, the Uber driver knows everything about your family. About your grandmother and what your father said and what your mother said. You have announced it to a total stranger. You don't know where he's from. You don't know his source. You don't know his ideologies or belief systems. You have communicated everything about your life to him. Do you know that when a man has access to your secrets, the man has access to a way of bringing you down? And that is why don't be too quick to share even your past with people that are around you. There are many of us, we have moved from where we used to be. We used to be in a certain lifestyle. We have had some experiences in the past. By the grace of God, we have come to a place now where the Lord has turned our lives around and has shifted us. Whenever you meet somebody, you are quick, ready to share everything about your past. What you are doing is that you are giving some people ammunition to use against you in the day of your fall. Tell somebody, know when to keep quiet. Or tell another, know when to keep quiet. Look at Abraham. God has come to Abraham's offer. God says, go and sacrifice your son unto me. Go and sacrifice your son unto me. I'm not sure Abraham told the wife. Or even told the boy Isaac that I'm going to kill you. Because if he had told him I'm going to kill, for the rest of his life, the boy will suspect him. If he says, Isaac, come and let me send you, or God, I know you. Today too. Their mother would not even have allowed it. There are certain dimensions. There are certain weights of visions that not everybody is allowed access to. Look at what the Bible says. Psalm 39:1. I said, I will watch my ways and keep my tongue from sin. I will put a muzzle on my mouth as long as the wicked are in my presence. This is what Joseph didn't know. That as long as the wicked are in your presence, you keep your mouth shut. Because they can weaponize what you told them. Look, there are people you are dating. You can open up to them and tell them some things. And the thing you have told them is the reason why they'll leave you. Is that true? In the presence of certain people, you don't say certain things. Look at Samson. God has a covenant with you. Before you were born, God actually sends an angel. How many people are born in scripture where God mandates an angel to communicate their coming and their arrival? How many? Even Moses, no angel came to announce his birth. Is that true? You are privileged to be one of the few that heaven is so concerned about your mandate, your purpose, that God himself sends an angel to come and announce your arrival and releases the mantle of might upon you. And here he comes with so much power, so much anointing, and then one day he opens his mouth to reveal the secret of his might, and that was his end. The Bible says, and Samson told Delilah the secret of his might, and that was it. You know, sometimes people argue and say, but Joseph, after revealing the secret, although they hated him, he still became a prime minister. Is that true? Say, but Samson, although he spoke and he revealed, he still destroyed the Philistines. Is that true? Don't confuse the end that you see for these people with God's original intent for them. You see, God is more committed to his purpose than to any individual. Are you with me so far? He's more committed to his purpose than he is to any individual. And so, because his purpose, as long as Samson's life was concerned, was to see the end of the Philistines, even when he made a mistake, God still employed that mistake to bring him to a place where the purpose still stands. But look at it. If he had kept his mouth shut, God's purpose, which was the finishing of the Philistines, would have happened, but his eyes wouldn't have been gouged out and he wouldn't have died in the process. If Joseph had kept his mouth shut and they hadn't sold him, God, by his wisdom, would have definitely found another way, his original way of bringing him to the seat of prime minister in a foreign land. Without him navigating slavery, navigating the corridors of Potiphar's house and all the things that came with it. Because they didn't know how to close their mouth. There are things, even Jesus will tell his disciples, I have many things to tell you, but you are not ready yet to handle them. The people he's about to leave the mantle with, the assignment with, the mission with, he's telling them, I have so much to tell you, but at this level of your development and growth with me, I can't communicate them to you. You don't just tell everybody everything. Grant people access into your lives by virtue of the process you have put them through to vet their necessity in your destiny. Don't just open the door and invite everybody. Everybody, it's a holiday, enter my life. Some of you are wearing mantles that says that I'm friendly. So everywhere you ask, everybody is your friend. And you say it as it is. You say your mind, there's a problem with you. You are advertising your destiny on the open market, making it ready for attacks from everybody. The psalmist said, I will muzzle my mouth in the presence of wicked people. Even as a prophet, you don't say everything your eyes have seen. Are you with me now? Just because you saw it, that's not mean you should say it. There are things God showed you for a reason. It's not because you saw it and so. Let me give you an example. Many years ago, I've said it before many times here. Many years ago, I was ministering at Dunamis Temple. I was ministering somewhere. And then the Lord opened my eyes about a lady at the back. So I called her, she came forward, I was ministering to her. But because of the sensitivity of the issue, I didn't want people to read my lips, so I had to let her stand. I had to turn. You see the way I'm facing you? I had to turn this way and speak to her. And tell her that the thing she has been doing with so-and-so person, behind the husband's back, God has seen it. And God says, come out of it and focus. And she started crying as I was speaking. And I said, wipe your tears before your husband will go ask you questions. Repent and go back home. Go and secure your home. And then she wiped the tears and went. As to what she'll go and tell the husband is unto her. But my job was to communicate God's intent for her for repentance at that moment. Is that true? Now, the other thing could have been, I want fans. I want people to clap for me. So I come and say, madam, get up for me. In the realm of the spirit, me ra baby, me hu eja menu, eja menu. Who is eja menu? Me hu se oni eja menu ne nam. Na se ni amon nam no. Madam, u boy damai. You see, what I saw would have been true. But how I communicate, how I spoke it would have been totally wrong. It's like how God sent a word to David through Nathan. Go and communicate, and Nathan will go and say, Brother David, King David, God says you're a bad man. God says you're a very bad man. He would have died with all the anointing. So he goes and presents a story and creates a scenario. And after he creates it, David angrily gets up and says, whoever that person is, we must finish the person. And then Nathan says, king, hail you. This one, it is you. The king now becomes calm and realizes that, nah, something is wrong here. What he saw was right. What he heard was right. But how he communicated it is a separate conversation. So don't just walk about and be saying everything. You are not stronger than Samson. And if Samson the strongest spoke and it cost him, if you speak out of 10, it will cost you in your life. Hallelujah. So, oh, you know, my uncle is working on my papers for me. They have even started. He says I should bring my bra over Kagana. Are you with me now? So they are doing my papers. They said I should bring my, go and take a passport picture. You go and take the passport picture and they'll see a woman, they'll see you. Know when to talk. Know when to keep your mouth shut. Look at this scripture. The book of Luke chapter 2 verse 19. Luke 2:19. But Mary treasured up these things and pondered them in her heart. In other words, Mary kept these things to herself. After the angel came to tell him, Hail Mary, this and this is going to happen to you and all that. The Bible says that Mary kept them in her heart and treasured them. She didn't go about talking. You see, the truth is that because she was pregnant, it was going to show anyway. Is that true? Certainly, it will show. People will see it. But just because the angel has spoken did not mean that she should go about announcing it. Because it would have cost her ahead of time. So she had to keep quiet and ponder it. And allow God to work it. Allow God to touch the heart and the mind of Joseph, not to leave her. Allow God to work certain things and keep the plan of the kingdom together for the birth of his son. Allow God to work things. She didn't go about announcing. She, I guess, met an angel and the kind of thing she told me. See, I'm very, very special. I've been telling you people, I'm very special. She said, I am blessed amongst all women. You people, when you see me pass. No. She knew to treasure these things and ponder, keep them to her heart. Many of you have lost jobs because you didn't know how to keep quiet. Lost opportunities because you didn't know how to keep quiet. Me, when I'm in the middle of or midst of pastors and everybody is talking, I'm quiet like I don't know how to talk. Because people can talk. People can lie. See, the more you talk, the more the tendency is to start lying. Is that true? The more you talk, because everybody is talking. And the way everybody, you see, when you meet your old students, old friends from school, have you met some of those people before? They're like, the way everybody is talking, it's like a competition of how everybody is doing. So somebody's adding to the story, and there's pressure on you to also say something to keep up, to keep quiet and mind your business, and grow at the pace God himself is raising you. You are not in competition with anybody. Know how to speak, when to speak, and when to keep your mouth shut. You're about to start a business. Business, you can register and so be at it. Everybody has heard. that, oh, somebody says you invest. You see, the devil is not all-knowing. The devil is not omniscient. He doesn't know everything. Sometimes we speak to invite him into our affairs. Only God is omniscient. Only God knows it all. The devil does not know it all. He only knows what he's privy to, or what he has access to through familiar spirits and all those things. And so there are times when you are quiet, he's even, you see, he doesn't know what to do. Because if the devil knew, if he knew everything, he would know exactly how to kill Moses before Moses arose and led the people out. He would know exactly how to have killed Jesus at the birth of Jesus when he was young. He doesn't know everything. So there are things that must be concealed till it is time for advertisement. There are things that must be kept hidden, kept secret. The Bible says the secret things of the Lord are with them that fear him. Even God has secrets. Even God. So don't make your life an open book. Go everywhere. Share everything. Everybody knows everything about you. You will die early if you live like that. Know how to, look, create a certain mystery about your life by keeping quiet and knowing that not everything deserves public display or public utterance. You have the privilege of going to the village. As soon as you arrive there, you have to announce you have arrived. Everybody must know that you have come. You have to call all the elders and tell them how well you are doing in Accra. The next time it is your body, they will take to the village. Tell somebody, know when to keep quiet. Or tell another, know when to keep quiet. The book of Proverbs, chapter 15, verse 23. Proverbs 23:15. All right. My son, if your heart is wise, is that the scripture I'm looking for? Proverbs 15:23. All right. A man finds joy in giving an apt reply. And how good is a timely word? Give me King James. How good is a timely word? It says, a word in season. 23. A word in season. All right. A word in due season, how good is it? A word in due season. There is goodness about words, but the words must be in due season for them to be good. A word in due season. Young man, you just met the lady yesterday. Today you say you marry her. It's a good word, but it's not a word in season. What do you think? Yeah. It's not a word in season. Know when to speak. Some of you in your office, every time you want to show everybody that you are more intelligent than everybody. Oh, you are even announcing that, you see, my boss, she doesn't know anything. I'm the one who does all the work. And she'll go and take the credit. You won't live long in that office. Because your mouth will put you in trouble. Know how to keep quiet. Know how to speak. There are some of you, when you go for interviews, it is your mouth. Your mouth is the reason they won't give you the job. So how was the... Why are you leaving your old firm? Oh, those people. Kai! They are thieves, all of them. And everybody on the panel is looking at you. And you think you are being sincere. They should value honesty. The wisdom of discretion. Know when to speak. Even your best friend has a best friend. So it's only you I'm telling. Don't tell anybody. Your don't tell anybody is telling another person, don't tell anybody. Before you realize, everybody knows, but everybody is pretending we don't know. And then when you are walking, now, oh, wait, you know, now you do. Obieni, osunim, so obieni. Know how to keep quiet. The wisdom of discretion. There are even some relationships, keep them hidden till the right time. Know how to keep quiet. Amen. On Wednesday, when we were praying here, I showed you a scripture that said that the chief priests planned to kill Lazarus. How many of you remember? Yeah. The chief priests planned to kill Lazarus, and his only crime was that he had been resurrected, and as a consequence of that miracle, people were coming to see Jesus. So the chief priests were angry and they wanted to kill the man who had just been resurrected. If religious people can go to the extent of killing somebody, what do you think wicked people will do to you? Know when to keep your mouth shut. Know when to keep quiet. When I'm speaking to pastors, one thing I tell them is that, you see, it's only a pastor that would envy a pastor. Is that true? Because if... What does a banker, what business does a banker have in envying a pastor? What would he do for him? Am I making some sense here? What business does a fisherman have with envying a pastor? I have no business. It will only take one pastor to envy another pastor. So if envy and jealousy and strife even dwells in the midst of pastors, people who are supposed to be men of God, you think you are walking freely? Know when to keep your mouth shut. Your husband just shared something with you in secret. Everybody in your office has found out already. So my husband said he'll buy me a new car. Even spare tire, you won't get. Spare tire, you won't get. Look at somebody who says, be discreet. Say, be discreet. Say, walk in the wisdom of discretion. Hallelujah. We want to pray. We want to pray. We want to pray. The prayer is simple. Father, anything I have said prematurely that has cost me, reverse its impact over my life. Is that a good prayer to pray? Yes. Anything I have spoken of prematurely, anything I have said prematurely, anything I shouldn't have said at the time I said it, Father, speak over my life and let its effect be nullified. Let it be turned around. Lift up your voice, begin to pray for yourself. For yourself, for yourself. La sovali kona maya. Resele meno kolia tevasa. Zedeliaroski anamande le koradia. Help us, O God. Le kobaria vazada. Whatever we might have said out of turn, out of season. Le ketele mano shavalia rasoda kapas. Keladora sevanda lagaba suleke neme hadise. Gerado shabradiava. Antalade kazeva. La sato shefali kuntele mene. Bara sovranda gatas. La kabradi jaladabaha. Want to pray. You see, what you say goes a long way to determine what will be done to you and for you in the spirit. Jesus said, the words I speak, they are spirit and they are life. You want to begin to prophesy over your own life. This year, speak over your life. What do you want to see? You have Bibles, and life and death lies in the power of the tongue. Choose what you want to see in your life and begin to speak it now. You are your prophet. Lift up your voice, begin to pray. You are your own prophet. La kana masha la kodeveli paradiasas. Medenemano shabragadi. You are your own prophet. La koparazeva. Le pantele manova. La kotele bashania kates. Beria veolania nemes. Olania kapa. You are your own prophet. Shata la kata. Zevelo shanama bonima lagaba. Repezo fragatis. Leketele menas. La shada konemara zevre. Iku pradiz. Katalada bashada kotas. Repezo frantes. Kibara diako. Mantola daba shada katas. La lemano ragadibarose. La caprades. Mala shada kapra. Zedeberu zevradis. Nakonia maragases. Regedo shada bragadis. Lefene mara sadash. Bezivradia kora sebantes. Oh Lord, we speak over our lives. We speak advancement. We speak impact. We speak rising. Elekatos evalakatas. Legredo shanane male baradias. La karadi prasova. Tenano sadabaha. Shadele kora seva. Tadele maros kiaparias. Ela la baba.